Good morning. Hope you're having a fine Sunday morning. Welcome back to another edition of Miami Valley Voices on this Cox radio station. As usual, I'm your host from the Dayton Daily News, Ron Rollins, and I'm in the studio today. We're talking about art today and how to raise money for art scholarships at Wright State. We're going to be talking about the Wright State Arts Gala, which is actually the coolest party in town. So, you know, that's why we talk about it every year. We're here with Jenny Buchwalter, who is one of the organizers, and your title is?
Assistant Dean for Community and Student Engagement.
It sounds better from you than from me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
And you've brought three student guests, Jeremy Farley, Luke Bergeron, and Susie Herman, right? I said that right?
Herman? Yes, okay. You did.
I'm reading my notes, and I'm like, did I write down Herman or Harmon? It's Herman.
Herman.
Excellent. And you guys are all scholarship recipients, artists?
Yep.
Yes.
And, okay, great. We'll get all of you in a little bit. Thanks for coming in. Jenny, start with you. Tell us about the Wright State Arts Gala. My guess is most people have heard of it, even if they haven't been to it. And a lot of people probably have been to it. It's a pretty large event.
Well, we had record attendance last year, over 900 people from the community. And really, we have people come from all over the United States to attend this event that is a fantastic fundraiser and a great, great time to support our fine and performing arts students at Wright State.
Absolutely. Yeah, you guys got one of the best programs around.
Very well recognized.
Yeah. And it's not just, and just so people know, I mean, flesh out the program a little bit. It's not just painting or music or acting. It's, I mean, talk about the program.
Sure. So we have the Department of Art and Art History, our School of Music, and our Department of Theater, Dance, and Motion Pictures.
Right.
And all the students and faculty from those disciplines are fully engaged in this event. They're planning weeks and weeks and months in advance to put on top-notch entertainment for all of our guests. And then we have a great support internal committee that's also working on many of the logistics, because everywhere you go throughout our newly renovated and expanded Creative Arts Center, you will find different entertainment, different dining, different venues to enjoy, silent auction, cigar and bourbon tent.
Mm-hmm.
The evening is jam-packed full of different entertainment, and you will not have a dull moment.
Now wait, and is there basketball this year?
We don't have the NCAA, but we will have a cigar and sports tent. So complimentary cigars, bourbon tasting, and whatever sports happen to be on that evening, I think we'll catch a little bit of everything.
In past years, the way you timed it, it was actually while March Madness was winding down, and that was what was going on in the cigar tent.
That's right. With the switch to semesters, we've gotten a little bit more creative with how we handle the sports tent. But
we're not there for sports. We're there for arts.
That's right. That's fine. That's okay. Right.
And have you guys had, what do you guys think of the new renovated arts center? Anybody want to weigh in on the difference there?
The new Robert and Elaine Stein galleries are absolutely fantastic.
This is Luke talking.
Yeah. In my opinion, it's, you know, like the second best gallery in town to the DAI.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. And compared to before, it was...
I would say it's at least quadrupled our gallery space from the old space, so more room for our permanent collection to be shown is always better.
And what are you majoring in?
I have a double in fine arts. I have a double focus in painting and printmaking.
Oh, that's cool. Excellent. And Jeremy, what do you think?
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the gallery. I've been inside of it, but there's a new combat studio.
Oh, talk about that. You're an acting major, right?
Yeah, I'm an acting major.
Oh, okay. Talk about the combat. That sounds like fun, a combat studio.
Oh, yeah. It's great. They have this side of the wing of the new area, and one half of the room is all window, and then the other half is mirror, and for that room is used for all the practicing for all the stage combat and any shows, and I think they're gonna be doing some shows inside of there the Arts Gala, but it's really nice for me because all of the other studios in the CAC or the Creative Arts Center.
Is that what you guys call it? Really?
We call it the CAC.
Yeah. I call it the CAC.
Didn't call it the CAC.
You say C? Okay. Well,
I did not know that. Okay.
Let me say the CAC. No, all the other studios don't have any windows.
Right.
Or they have one window. And so it's really nice to come out of our caves then to go into that room.
Have you had to learn much stage combat? For what production?
Yes. Yeah. I did Restoration earlier this year.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of stage combat.
That's
and then
cool.
Currently, I'm in Macbeth.
Aha. There's a lot of stage
combat.
There's
quite
a bit
of stage combat.
And at least one beheading, as I recall,
Before we had the renovation, the expansion, our stage combat practices took place in the commons or out on the lawn if we had good weather. And so this is really prime location for them. And
That's
then we also added a brand new dance studio, which is similar in size and shape to the Stage Combat Room, and
right.
a huge upgrade for our dance majors who were also kind of tucked away somewhere.
That's cool. Susie, what's your major?
I'm a vocal performance major.
Aha. Uh-huh. So what has the CAC done for you in its newest incarnation?
In its newest incarnation, I think the biggest thing for the music department actually is our professors' offices.
Uh-huh.
They used to be everywhere, on different floors, all throughout. It was really hard to collaborate, but now that they're all really close together, we can see all the teachers, and they're very nice.
That's cool.
And they're really good acoustics.
That's
and
cool.
they're soundproof.
Oh,
so you
really?
Can't hear the trumpet players practicing.
Was that a problem before?
Just a little bit.
Okay, that's cool.
They're very loud.
And so talk about the renovations, Jenny. Like, this was a multi-year project. It cost, I forget how much. It's been underway for a while.
Yeah, this is something we've been wanting to do. It's been in discussion for maybe a decade, but we've finally been able to complete the modernization and expansion of the Creative Arts Center. It was a huge undertaking. And we're just so proud of the space. We added this great new addition with the art galleries, the Stage Combat, and the dance studio. But we also renovated about half of our existing space. Mm-hmm. And that's that will all be new for this year's Arts Gala. We unveiled the addition last year, but folks who haven't been back out to the CAC or the CAC, this year we'll see a brand new renovated commons area, which adds a second tier to that common space.
Uh-huh.
So there's a catwalk, what we're calling a lily pad,
yeah.
and some other lounge areas up there. And all of it will be in play for the gala this year with different martinis, French hors d'oeuvres, entertainment. And so it'll bring a whole new level of entertainment to the gala this year.
So you really, the building really gets used. I mean, the building is part of the party. I mean, the way that it's said a different way. It's not like there's like one big giant room where you do everything like at some events and galas.
Yes,
like if you would go to something at Sinclair or Black Tie there or something like that, this is like the entire building is part of the entertainment and part of the feature of the
absolutely
event.
Yeah. it's we've sprawled throughout the whole building, and it's completely unique in the sense that you move from one venue to the other completely at your own whim and fancy.
Mm-hmm.
There's no set agenda. We have events happening simultaneously from 6 to midnight,
mm-hmm.
and you choose what you want to do. You choose your own adventure at the Arts Gala.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll bump into different people that you know throughout the building, and you're not stuck at a table all night long talking to the same 8 people. You're moving and mingling
right.
all night long.
Which is
and
good,
you're engaging
yeah.
with the students as well.
Right.
That's something also unique. The funding that we raise at this event all benefits our fine and performing arts students. And not
right.
only are you watching them perform that night, you're actually getting to talk to them, engage with them
right,
while
right.
they're on their breaks.
Right. So what will you guys be doing for the thing? You, Jeremy, you're a mime, I hear?
Yeah.
All right. You do some for us right now, would you? No, no.
Oh,
no.
If you can't
it's a radio joke. Yeah.
box.
So what will you be doing that night?
Well, I'll basically be running around the entire building
mm-hmm.
Doing lots of different illusions and doing silly tricks and entertaining the guests.
That's cool. That's cool.
Different ways.
That's cool. Luke, what's up with you?
I'll be live painting at Arts Gala this year.
I have one of those from years past.
Yeah.
Andy Daly, I think, mm-hmm. painted it. Yeah, yeah. It's in our bedroom. So what you paint throughout the course? Do they auction it off at the end of the night?
I'm not exactly sure what will be going on. I know I'll be starting from scratch.
Right.
I'm going to keep the subject matter under wraps, so it's a little bit more.
I was
going to
ask, I mean,
I can pull back the cover.
Yeah.
This may determine why somebody goes. I think so. If you come and you are interested in the painting, you will be able to take home your very own self-portrait of me.
Oh, uh-huh.
Underwood Bergeron.
That's cool. That's cool. So in years past, people have done still lives and stuff. I think we've got a still life of some apples that that I paid happily for because it was really good. And the fun part is you get to watch it over the course of the thing. Have you done this before? Or?
No, this will actually be my first time live painting for Arts Gala.
Do you imagine people will have questions about what you're doing? And
I have this feeling that there will be a few mm-hmm. questions asked.
Oil, acrylic, what are you working on?
I'll be doing oils.
Cool, all right. That sounds like fun. What are you going to be doing that night?
I'm going to be performing with Collegiate Chorale in Schuster Hall, doing the Liebeslieder Walze, and then I'm also going to be performing in the opera room, which is very fun, and everyone should come see both.
Aha, uh-huh. What will we be performing in the opera room?
In the opera room, we kind of do shortened versions of our big stage production, and this year it's Dido and Aeneas and Le Povero Matelot. And so get kind of double feature. And then we also usually do a half an hour of kind of like the hits of opera.
Right.
Like really cool arias and songs or duets
right.
That really showcase the entire genre.
That's cool. Now, this is why people should listen to this program. It's the only time all day you're going to hear about Dido and Aeneas on the radio. I guarantee. Right?
Probably true.
Right here. We should tell people what they're listening to. If you are just tuning in and joining us, this is Miami Valley Voices. I'm Ron Rollins, your host. We're here with several people from Wright State University, Assistant Dean for Community and Student Engagement, Jenny Buckwalter, an old-time friend, and three students who take classes at the Creative Arts Center, newly renovated Creative Arts Center at Wright State, Jeremy Farley, Luke Bergeron, and Susie Herman. In addition to the event that night, is there any kind of walk-up to it, or is it sort of like just one night event, pop up, do it?
Well, we created this event, and this will be our 18th anniversary, by the way, which is exciting.
That is cool. I didn't realize that many.
Yeah. So, and we've raised over $2.2 million for scholarships in that time period. So the initial point of the event was obviously to be a great fundraiser for our students who really need that support, but also to introduce the Dayton community and the region to all the amazing fine and performing arts programs that we have at Wright State. And so we're sending out all kinds of information to our Arts Gala attendees in advance. We send out the schedule and really gear them up so that they have a great night. But then the goal is that they're so jazzed by what they've seen that night that they become regular patrons throughout the year.
And that building is kind of like the main portal for a lot of the community into the campus, right? I mean, if you're not a student or on staff, you may not have reason to be at Wright State all that often. But this is the CAC is really a place where the community, it's kind of the gateway into the campus activities.
I'm glad you said that. We call it the front porch to campus. And so the new addition was wonderful in that it's very visible. The exterior is very aesthetically pleasing, and it's very obvious when you're coming onto that side of campus that that's a special building. And so it really is our first impression and sometimes only impression for people. And so we want them to keep coming back to that building because we have a wonderful year-long programming in all the fine and performing arts for people to enjoy, and at a very affordable price. The art exhibitions are generally at no cost, and the music performances as well. To see a main stage theater production is under $25, and you can't beat that price in town. And for the great caliber that you'll get, it's well worth the ticket price.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, the programs are all recognized nationally, which is cool. Black Tie again this year?
It's Black Tie optional. We like to
throw
that out
there. Well, it's never optional,
But people will dress to their best. So and they're in for a wonderful evening full of wonderful food, great drink options. We have wine and bourbon tastings, a specialty martini bar. The silent auction that we were talking about earlier will have over 100 items. All of the proceeds raised at that auction directly benefit our student scholarship fund. So there's a little something for everyone at this event.
And does the planning involve folks who are not necessarily part of the university community that you pull in? Or
we have an internal committee that works year-round on a lot of the back-end logistics. But we have a fantastic host committee as well. This year, our co-chairs are Lois and Don Bigler, and they are well-known in town.
They
are such great champions for all things arts and all things Wright State, really. And
it's
so
actually hard to go anywhere in town and not see them at some event.
I think there are multiple versions of them. They're cloned because I see them sometimes. They come back to shows repeatedly, and they're just a joy to work with, and they've been great champions. But the host committee in general is a wonderful group of community patrons of the arts who lobby on our benefit. They help us secure sponsorships and auction donations, bring their friends to the event. And then, of course, we couldn't do any of this without the generous sponsors that we have. In particular, our two lead sponsors this year, Morris Furniture Company and Barnes & Noble at Wright State.
Oh, yeah, we like them. And Larry Claiben from Morris, is he still on the Board of Trustees?
Right. And he was on the Arts Gala Host Committee in the early stages back when this was being formalized.
Yeah, a couple years
ago. Huge supporter.
Mm-hmm. Well, he and his wife are both big into the arts, right?
Absolutely.
So talk about the general value of the scholarships. I mean, were you guys already students when the scholarships were able to be taken advantage of, or did the scholarships help you decide to actually embark on a college journey? Or
the Arts Gala scholarship is actually one of the huge reasons why I went to Wright State. And so I did audition for the School of Music, and that was a part of my, like, the congratulations, you were accepted, and by the way, we'll also give you money.
Oh, that's cool.
And
are you
just
from the area?
I am. And so I also previously knew some of the professors, and just going to Wright State was just a combination of having really awesome opportunities with professors, with scholarships in a field that is not honestly financially stable.
Sure.
And so it just put an ease over my mind, and it's been tremendously helpful.
You guys?
For me, I got the Arts Gala scholarship coming out of high school. It's definitely a major factor in the affordability for college for me. I grew up in West Dayton, and I'm not very affluent, so it really makes a huge difference in my life and as far as furthering my education.
That's cool. Yeah. What about
you? I actually didn't really know about it coming in, and then I did Arts Gala last year and performed at it, and then I heard about the scholarship.
Yeah.
And
figured I want some of that.
I want some of that. And then now that I have the scholarship, I didn't realize how much I really needed it. Well, like, every college student has financial troubles, actually having somebody go the extra mile to help you out, especially in how generous this scholarship really is, it's like, wow, this is such a blessing.
That's very cool
for my life, you know.
You both, or a couple of you mentioned kind of like, or said something that gave me the impression of like, okay, life beyond college. I mean, as you mentioned kind of like the profession you're going into. And last time we did this show, I asked the all the students kind of for some general thoughts about life after college in the arts. I mean, anybody who's listening probably has run across one of those various and sundry essays that's been written in the last few years about, you know, STEM education and the humanities under siege, you know, that kind of stuff. And you guys have all read and heard this stuff, and maybe you talk about it on campus, I don't know. But the whole idea that humanities education is somehow less valuable, maybe not less valued, but less valuable out in the real world than technology education or science or hard sciences and math and stuff. Thoughts on that? I mean, you guys have made a decision. I mean, you've decided to kind of go down a certain path with your life already, and so I'm kind of curious what you think. I mean, what led you to this decision, and where do you hope it'll take you, and where do you want to go from here? Either anybody, yeah.
I think my education.
I'm gonna get to him. Don't worry.
I think my education, actually, not only from the School of Music, but also under the umbrella of the College of Liberal Arts, has taught me how to learn. Like, if I go into job interview and they're like, oh, you didn't major in, you know, like business, or you didn't major in, yeah, like the STEM, like engineering kind of thing, they say, so what is the value of your degree? I can be like, well, I know how to learn. I've taken all these classes in different kind of fields, and I've excelled in them.
What would be the perfect thing to be doing after you get out?
Oh, the perfect thing would to be an performing opera singer.
Yeah, that's cool. That sounds fabulous.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, Luke?
For me, I ended up in the arts profession because I just had kind of a realization sometime near the end of high school that you can fail at anything, and I love art, so why not, you know, if I'm going to fail at something, why not it be something I love at? And hopefully I don't fail, but I could fail at being an engineer, so
I had that realization at your age. Yeah.
And the other reason I made it in there is partially from a Frida Kahlo quote, which I'm paraphrasing, but she says, if you can do anything besides paint, do it. It's a more viable, it's a better option. But for me, strictly, I can't. I need to paint. I need to be in the studio. It's the only way that, it's the only thing that gets me through the day.
Yeah, very cool. How about it?
I was born into the industry. My parents are mimes and had their own college of mime.
Really?
And,
so they made a living doing this.
Oh, yes.
Fabulous.
So I'm used to having to live the life of an artist.
Yeah.
But also, I love the acting side of what I'm doing because it allows me to connect with people in a way that I don't feel like I could be able to in any other way.
Yeah.
It forces you, it encourages you to be empathetic towards others. And I think that especially Wright State, one of the things that drew me into this program was I went to so many other auditions, so many other things, and in an industry that is completely unforgiving to people, Wright State, like, they were the nicest faculty I had ever met, and they still are. And so they constantly encourage you to love something that may or may not love you back.
That's interesting.
So it's nice to...
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to go out because the people at Wright State really make me feel like I don't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I've already lived as an artist, mm-hmm. It's encouraging to know that other artists have complete support of me.
Right.
And that maybe the world isn't as scary as I think it is.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Well, it is, but perhaps there's people that are...
Or that are nurturing. Is
yeah.
Kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Los Angeles.
I was going to say, I didn't think we had any local mime colleges here, but... how did you even hear about Wright State from Los Angeles? I'm curious.
Well, my mom is actually from Beaver Creek.
Uh-huh.
And she went to Wright State.
Okay.
And then from Wright State... Well, she always talked about how amazing the program was.
Right, right.
And so when we moved back here to help my grandparents out... I thought this is an affordable and very substantial program.
So
I bought in.
is the whole idea of humanities education today something that as students you think about, worry about the future of it, or do you feel like it's going to turn out all right? I mean, you know what I'm saying. I mean, there's been a whole lot of stuff said and written and thought. You know, on editorial pages and on radio and news programs and online about, you know, more money for STEM. And it's like, yeah, the arts, whatever. And do you guys worry about that as artists
absolutely.
Or think about it? Yeah. Talk about that a little bit.
Well.
Why should anybody else worry about it, I guess would be the question.
Well, I think that if you really look at history, art has been the one thing that has really made society and culture progress. Like it challenged thinking, it encouraged people to break out of systems, mm-hmm. to think differently and to pursue that human need to always find something new.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that disregarding that or trying not to connect with that and try to go more towards whatever else they're thinking that isn't
right.
arts.
Right.
Is it's not benefiting anyone. It's not in helping the increase of new thought and personal or an individual's freedom of expression.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I mean, if you think about, to your point, I mean, if you think about civilizations of the past, you study their art to figure out who they were. Yeah, yeah. Luke is a painter. I mean, what is that? Does that resonate?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do see the quote-unquote war on the arts that's kind of been creeping up over the last couple of years, but it to be honest, doesn't worry me very much. People have been making marks on paper and doing other forms of creative expression since Lascaux and cave paintings, you know, 28,000 years ago. So if they're doing them then, they're going to be doing them in the future. Artists are resilient.
That's a good point.
Personally think that artists are some of the toughest people out there. Takes a big person to be ripped down to your pure creative expression and be told it's no good. And
my kid could have made that. Well, yes, but your kid didn't. So yeah. Right. I totally get that. What do you think, Susan?
I'm not really worried about it either. Mm-hmm. I think that no matter what field you're in, it really comes down to hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And so yes, like maybe this humanities have it a little bit tougher because it may not be as easy to get a job, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that with persistence and a really good education and hard work, you can achieve what you want. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't think people can get rid of music. That'd be a pretty sad world.
That would be a pretty sad world. Yeah. No, I wouldn't want to live in that world. Yeah, you're exactly right. Jenny, what do you think? You're kind of in charge of all this, sort of.
I am. We have these conversations all the time.
I bet you do.
And it's actually really talking about the arts and support or lack of support thereof. I just want to say I love being in this community because the Dayton area has such a rich environment for artistic expression. Mm-hmm. And I love how Wright State's programs feed into that. And there's so much collaboration with all of the arts that are happening in the downtown region. And that's been really fantastic to see, and I think it helps our students really grow, and I think the community benefits from it as well. But the liberal arts are certainly under attack, and so we find ourselves having conversations about how to better equip our students to talk about the value of the education that they're receiving at Wright State and in the College of Liberal Arts. And so things like Susie was saying, learning how to learn, learning how to think critically, learning how to do good research, mm-hmm. learning how to communicate effectively, all of these are transferable skills that mm-hmm. will benefit our students no matter what career they seek. And so part of it is just an education for them of mm-hmm. how to better mm-hmm. sell themselves and mm-hmm. sell their skills, and also to make the community more have a dialogue with the community as well, because our graduates are all over the place doing a million different things, and many of them are liberal arts graduates.
Right. That's cool. I was an English major. It was a long, long time ago, back when that had more value than it seems to now.
Yeah. I think it can be intimidating for a liberal arts student because the path is not so direct as, say, if you're a mechanical engineering major, you will be a mechanical engineer most likely. If you're an English major, the sky is wide open to what you might want to do. And what you start out doing is likely not what you end up doing. And so the path can be a little bit more windy and crooked. But if you look at that as an opportunity versus something to be concerned about or fear, then it's a then it's a great thing.
Yeah. That was always what we told ourselves. What are you going to do with an English degree? Anything I want.
I was a Spanish major, and now I'm running the Arts Gala.
That's really cool. So we should remind people, we've got about a minute left. Tell them again, Arts Gala is?
Yes, Arts Gala is April 8th.
From what time
to 6 p.m. to midnight. All of the information you can want will be on our website, www.wright.edu/artsgala.
Okay.
Come out for a great time, support our fine and performing arts students.
And that's going to have ticket information, how
tickets
to get there, where to park.
Tickets can be purchased online, schedule, photos and videos from past year's events. Anything you can need to know and more is online.
That's cool. Just really quick before we go, what do you like best about the event?
That's an impossible question.
Oh, come on. It is not.
I guess I just enjoy seeing all of the community coming out in full support of our students.
Yeah. Susie, you've been to this before, right?
Yeah. I love seeing my fellow students in areas that I usually don't get to see and see them perform.
That's cool. Luke?
I think it's just really interesting to see how the community comes together to really celebrate the arts and how we can all commingle and get along for a great night.
That's cool. Jeremy, you get the last word, man.
Oh, wow.
What do you like best about the arts school?
Ooh.
Don't screw it up.
I just enjoy that it's just a giant celebration. It feels so encouraging to have everybody come together and just pop with the same amount of love that you feel towards your art, and
that's
everyone
cool.
express it at the same time.
That's great. It is a great event. It really is. We will be there this year. We will be joining you. So we're looking forward to it. We missed it last year. We're looking forward to being
we'll
there this
you
year.
There.
Absolutely. So, okay, the Arts Gala at Wright State University Creative Arts Center raises scholarship money for art students. April 8th, 6 o'clock. Go online to find out more. And thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's right. We have been here with Jeremy Farley, Luke Bergeron, Susie Herman, and Jenny Buckwalter from Wright State University. And we will be back here again next Sunday morning at 8. We will see you then. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day. And by the way, think about going to the Arts Gala. It'll be a lot of fun.
Hi, this is Steve Bruns of